6 Music.
Today from 4, Steve Lamacq. At 1, Pete Mitchell. Right now, Ian Lee. In for George Lamb.
Everybody here.
We nearly didn't make the start of the show as I was sneezing like my cat sneezes, but a little bit more aggressively, so apologies there. Hey, thanks to Sean Keaveney. That's what DJs do, isn't it? They thanks to Sean Keaveney there for 3 hours, 4 hours? What does he do these days?
It seems like a lot.
Thanks to Sean Keaveney for a lifetime of music. Ha ha! That's what he is. What a fabulous gentleman wearing the same jumper as yesterday. Has to be said there.
Our rumours are started.
That's how... I love Sean Keaveney. I haven't seen him for many, many years, and it's always a pleasure. I am turning into Noel Edmonds, about to thank Dave Lee Travis, so we'll leave it there for goodness sakes. It's flipping freezing this morning, isn't it? I do think I've got frostbite in at least two of my toes. If you've ever had frostbite... Oh, wait, 700, 100, 600. That will get them calling in. That definitely will. We must... It's so bitter out there that I almost phoned up and said, you know what? I ain't coming in today. It's too flipping cold. Now, by the way, this is Ian Lee filling in for George Lamb, I should say, if you're wondering why I don't sound like George Lamb. I ain't he. He's bunking off this week, but he'll be back next week. He will be back next week. That's Jeff, the producer there. And Kate is here. There we go, the wave. The wave always works on the radio. I like the ribbon in the hair. It's a lovely effect. You can move the microphone towards you. It doesn't matter. We can do these things. Anyway, so yesterday on the show, we were talking about Gavin and Stacey, the television show, and how I've never seen it, don't get it, don't like the two fellas in it. And we were trying to get Rob Brydon to come on the show this week to explain the allure of Gavin and Stacey. Leaving the studios yesterday, downstairs in reception, I literally bumped into Rob Brydon. He's there. He's there. And Ben's like, go on, Ian, work experience, Ben. Go on, Ian, talk to him. You said on the show yesterday you know him. Cover was slightly blown there a little bit. My bluff was called. So I sort of had to look cool in front of work experience. I had to go, all right, Rob, how's it going? He went, oh, I know you, do I? I said, yes, it's Ian Lee. Yes, and I did ask him the question, would he come on the show this week, even just to do a brief phone call? And he said, oh, no, I don't think so. It's the holidays. So
where is he from exactly?
He's from Eritrea, isn't he? If it's the Rob Brydon I'm thinking of. Oh, no, that's someone. No, that's my Welsh accent. Is that not impressed?
Perfect.
Oh, no, I can't. It's the holidays. Can't do.
That's like the Honey Monster.
Is the Honey Monster still alive? Do they still use him in there?
I think he does really.
Tell him about the honey, mommy. Is that what he says? Something like that. Anyway, Rob Brydon's not coming on the show, but someone else who's not coming on the show is Natalie Cassidy from EastEnders. I got an email from Jeff, the producer, on Sunday saying, don't worry, on Tuesday we have Natalie Cassidy coming in. I wrote back going, who? He wrote back saying, Sonia from EastEnders. Fantastic. So I did a lot of research about that. Got a list here of EastEnders-based questions. She's not coming in. It's Natalie Casey is coming in from... Now, was she in Hollyoaks?
She was
in Hollyoaks, wasn't she? And then, of course, 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. And she's doing a play.
Yes, that's right.
So we will talk to her about those things and probably about EastEnders as well, because I do have this list of EastEnders-type questions that it would be a shame to waste them. I think so. If you want to take part in the show today, you can text in 64046, george.6music@bbc.co.uk, or you can call us about anything. I do have things that I'm going to talk about. I'll play a record first, because I've been wittering on for far too long. But if you just want to, you know, like, have a chat and stuff, chew the fat. 08700 100 600. We've got EMF coming up in a bit. Isn't that fantastic? But before that, it's the Franz Ferdinand. It's going to be fun today. If you were disappointed by yesterday, don't worry, it will be a good one today. Oh dear. I'm going to be belching through the whole show. I can only apologise. I know that's not... It's on commercial radio. That's encouraged. On the BBC. Oh, no, no. It's slap on the wrist. Ben Work Experience brought me a cheese panini with sun-blushed tomatoes.
That's right. Yeah.
They're not sun... rose... whatever they said. They're sun-blushed.
Sun-blushed, yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid that's all they had in.
No, listen.
Right?
I'm only slightly complaining. It was tolerable. But I've eaten it all very quickly. And now I feel a little bit nauseous, so that's not going to be good. OK, listen, I've got plenty of stuff to throw out to discuss with us here in this studio where dreams and magic is made and then broadcast via the digital medium. Not FM, though. But I don't want to just put them out and then, you know, no one bothers to phone. So can we? What we want to do, first of all, is a phone test check. What I'm asking for, dear listener, is for you... You. Don't think someone else will do it. They won't. I'm talking to you. Could you pick up the phone and just dial in just to test the phones are working? Six Music isn't built around the culture of people phoning in like that other place what I'd done work at. So pick up the phone, 08700 100 600, just so we can test the phones are working because, you know, the dodgepots here at Six Music haven't really got a clue and they could have muffed it up. All someone needs to do is hit the reset button and the phone system is completely cock-a-hoop. So... 08700 100 600. Dial that just to test the phones are working, and then we'll do the rest of the show. If they're not working, I may as well go home early. And some of you may think that's an excellent reason to not actually phone in. Well, contractually, I am. 08700 100 600. We will put a call. The phone is going.
Five calls already.
Whoa! Whoa, this is.
Mental.
This is mental. okay, we're going to play... I can't believe...
What are they saying? What are they calling in to say?
They're phoning in to say the phone is working. If you want to phone up for a chat, you know, you're a bit lonely. It can be lonely over... It can be. It would be nice to have a chat if you're lonely over Christmas. I have got plenty to talk about, but I don't want to waste it on you lot. I'll take this, you know, back home and use it there on the girlfriend if I need to. But 08700 100 600 64... What was the stroppy text we had? Just because I said it was cold.
Stroppy. Well, it was a little bit stroppy.
Yes.
It just said Ian.
I tilt the microphone ever so slightly, so you're talking into the flat
bit.
That's all right. No, you work in radio. Why should you know how microphones work? There's no reason for that.
Right. It said maybe you should go camping at -10, and then you'd know what cold is.
Okay. Who sent that in? They've not put their name because they're anonymous because they're a coward.
It was a chap called Dan, but he's not going further than Dan.
Dan. Why should I go camping at -10? I can afford to stay in a bed and breakfast, for goodness sakes. Well, there's no point in going camping if you can afford hotels. Yeah. And I bet he's never done it. OK, we'll have a phone call in a second. But first of all, this is fantastic. It's EMF. Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. It's a nodder, that song. We were all nodding. Em was wigging out a little bit too much. You were throwing some shapes there. It was embarrassing for everybody, including yourself, but well done you. Now, just a few moments ago, I asked you to call in to tell me if the phones are working. Amy's in Cheltenham.
Hello.
Ah, hello, Amy, you all right?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Your voice is, husky.
I've just got over laryngitis.
You've just got over laryngitis. Okay, so you don't work for one of those sexy chat lines, then, do you?
I don't know. You sorry. Should,
don't apologise to me. It's your career choice. Nothing to do with me. But I'm just saying, you could make a few extra quid over the Christmas New Year period.
I will bear that in mind.
That in mind. So, Amy, you've called in to tell me the phones are working.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not really, and I wanted to say good morning to my dad because I know he'd be listening right now.
I'm afraid we can't do shout outs. That's not part of the policy here at the show. But Amy, you've told. Oh, go on then, very quickly. Who's your dad?
Ian Ampler.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Do you?
Yeah, is he the tall fella?
No.
Oh, no, it's the short fella?
Yeah.
With the grey. Graying...
He's not really grey, no.
He's got a little bit of grey, salt and pepper?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, moustache? No.
No,
used to in the 70s.
Yeah,
I know. How is he? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Well, send him my best.
I will, though.
Nice one. I never met the fella before in my life. Thank you for that, Amy. There we go. The phones are working, which means we have got ourselves a show, which means you can take part. Now, yesterday, it was a rather negative type show, in as much as we were doing all the overrated bands that you just don't get and don't understand. And it was a little bit negative. I think is fair to say. But rightly so, because some of those bands we listed were rubbish. But I thought today we could kind of just change it round a little bit. And do it a slightly different way. Underrated bands. And Jeff, you said bands that maybe should have been big.
Or bands that you were convinced were going to be massive.
Yes.
And it was just you, it turned out, who thought they were going to be massive.
Do you remember? Okay, I'll throw one into the mix here. You two kids here won't know this, but Jeff, were you 30, 32?
Almost.
Get out of here. You're older than me. I'm being polite. Do you remember a band called The Man from Del Monte?
No, that's a man who makes fruit.
No, it is, but it's also was about... there is a tiny chance we might be getting Jarvis Cocker on the show this week. There's a tiny chance. He'll say no. They always do. But if he comes in, he will know who they are, because they were kind of big at the same time on the indie scene. If anyone knows who The Man from Del Monte is, because I'm getting blank looks from people here, 64046 or 08700 100 600. You're six music listeners. You know these things, don't you? They were a fantastic Manchester band. They were big when I was about 16. So when was that? 1989. They were big. 08700 100 600. Don't let me down, dear listener. But here we go. Here's someone who I think is terribly overrated, but I have to play him. It's Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. Listen to it. He can't play that guitar. He's just making a noise with it. It's silly. He's just showing off. Oh, dear, look, someone's texted... Justin in Fareham has said, Ian, the Cardiacs should have been huge. What went wrong? Well, they made music that no one else could understand. I'm a big fan of the Cardiacs, but they made music that nobody could understand. It was fantastic, but mental. OK, we are asking you to text in on 64046 or email george.6music@bbc.co.uk or call 08700 100 600 with bands that you thought were going to be huge but never quite made it. Oh, and we've got someone on the line in a minute who has heard of The Man from Del Monte. Yes, I win.
On digital radio and online, BBC Six Music.
Stephen Gerrard charged, Israel continues Gaza strikes and calls for speed limits on cars.
And in Six Music news, Elbow top the lot, jazz legend dies and uncle pen the tracks.
Six Music.
BBC News at 10:30, I'm Flora Watkins.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Six Music. Ian Lee.
Thank God my mum isn't listening with songs like Hash Pipe. I'd imagine having to explain that to her. Ian, what's that? I don't have a clue. Now, we're asking you to let us know bands that you thought were going to be big, but never actually took off. I've realised what's happening now, of course, is people are just texting in their own bands. Pete from London is texting, the Duke Spirit are brilliant, but nobody else seems to think so. It's obviously his band, isn't it? He just wanted to get his band mentioned on a radio station. Well done, you've done that. Ah, earlier on I mentioned The Man from Del Monte, which is one of my favourite bands. No one here knows who they are, but Joe from Manchester knows, don't you, Joe?
I do, yeah.
Tell us about them, please.
They were kind of acoustic, indie, jingly-jangly, early 90s, I think.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s. They're that kind of... In that period, when indie music ruled, it was all a little bit jingly-jangly, a little bit bouncy, a little bit poppy, and they were bigger than pulp for a while.
A short while.
it was about 20 minutes, if we could... And you bought a cassette single, did you?
I did. I think it was 50p.
Do you remember what song it was?
My Love Is Like a Gift.
Oh, My Love Is Like a Gift. That was the only video they had on the chart show, if I remember correctly. I very nearly brought some Man from Del Monte in today to play, and then I bottled it at the last minute, as I often do. And, of course, do you know who their famous manager was?
It was John Ronson, wasn't it?
It was John Ronson. Wow. Kids, we know who John Ronson is, don't we?
Journalist John Ronson.
Yes, journalist John Ronson. Did he marry... This is slightly geeky, and we're probably the only people enjoying this conversation, so I will terminate it soon, Joe. But did he marry the bass player, Sheila...
Oh, I think there was...
Because she was fit, man. She was very sexy. We're talking about the sexy bass players. Her and Susie Quattro were the sexiest bass players there's been.
They were stepping out for a while.
They were courting, I believe. Joe, listen, thank you very much for that.
Okay, cheers.
Good lad, there we go. You see, it does work. I say things and it turns out I'm not just making them up. Do you have any bands that you thought were gonna take off and just never did?
Actually, someone agreed with me on the text. JJ72.
Who were they? I know that name.
Well, I was at university at the time, so it must have been about 2000. There was three of them. They equally had a very fit bass player, who I know for a fact couldn't play the bass very well when they hired her. That's how fit she was.
They just got her just because she looked good.
Yes. And they had a couple of tracks. I think Oxygen was one of them. And he had a sort of very high-pitched, kind of girly voice.
I vaguely remember. Yeah. Well, as a side note, can we compile a list of lady bass players? No, don't need to be fit. But you don't get many, do you? There's Susie Quattro, there's Sheila from the Mouth of Monte, the lady
the
from...
fit one from
JJ. JJ72. I'm trying to steer it away from the slightly FHM lads area you're dragging us into. But don't worry, we'll get there in the... So there's a side order of lady bass players as well. You can text those in, 64046. I was going to say something there. Let me just think. Let me just turn to music. I was going to say something. My mind has gone completely blank. No, I've completely forgotten this. We'll play a record instead. Yeah. Do apologise about that.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
Always good to have a little bit of XTC on the radio at a quarter to 11 in the morning. I think you can't go wrong with that. Well, bless you all. The lady bass players are coming in by the bucket load. We've got Kim Deal from the Pixies, of course. Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. Michelle, don't know her last name, from the Magic Numbers. Was that one sent in? What was that guy's name? Smelly
Dogged Gimphog.
Dogged Gimphog. And then someone texted in saying, brilliant bass player, Tina Weymouth from Talking Heads, but she's well ugly. Tina Weymouth is beautiful, man. What are you saying? There's loads coming in now. 64046 is the text number. We are compiling the list of lady bass players, which should be very cool. And also, bands that you thought were going to be huge, but never quite made it. Kate, were any bands that you thought...
I thought the Bravery were going to be quite big, and then they were just really rubbish.
See, I'm an old man, I don't know, just really rubbish. I don't know who they are. Should I have heard of them?
They were really hyped by the Enemy. I get a bit drawn in by the hype, because I love new bands. So any, you know, I'll get drawn in straight away.
Yes.
But they were quite epic.
Yeah.
Quite almost going for the kind of U2 anthem.
Yes.
You know, but it was just rubbish.
My Gay Dad. Remember them? Yeah. They were going to be big, weren't they? Yeah. It was so obvious the hype was so big for My Gay Dad that they could never, ever hope to live up to it in the slightest because it was just going to be stinking, stinking.
It was just a kind of interesting name and that was it.
Really. Yeah, and also, there were loads of bands around there, weren't there? Shed 7 made a comeback recently. Did you hear this? They got back together.
They went away.
They got back together and did a tour and you're thinking... What? Why? Why would you do that? Can't we all just turn up at a concert and just say, look, guys, we're not interested in you. We never were. We never will be. Just get over it, you know.
I think their best of was a double album.
Oh, man. Even the mighty ABBA only released one best of at a time. Only released one the best of at a time. Someone texted in about Badly Drawn Boy, saying Drawn Boy should have been big.
Bigger. But I was big. I thought it was pretty big. I mean, he did like a soundtrack to a Hollywood
film. I remember being very excited at the screening of a film, and I saw him going up to Elvis Costello. It looked like a homeless accosting another homeless, if I'm completely honest. But it was Badly Drawn Boy, obviously playing songs that he'd written to Elvis Costello in a cinema. That was, for a moment, that was quite exciting. And then I managed to calm down and got over it. So that's...
I think some people aren't being completely honest.
Go
on. Text. I thought Babylon Zoo were going to be great. And then they turned out to be a pile of something.
Yeah, like. Babylon's. I remember seeing Babylon Zoo when they were the Sand Kings. And they were supporting the man from Del Monte. It all goes round in circles. We're fading this record early because someone has sent in a text that has just sparked off a memory in my mind, and I can't remember who this band is. Hang on a second, here we go. No name, but they just put, what about Salad? Does anyone remember Salad? Do you remember Salad? I bought the cassette single for Salad simply because the lady who was the singer was a little bit plain, but she was wearing a PVC catsuit on the front.
Sold.
It's terrible, isn't it? How, you know, could get sucked in by such shoddy, sexist marketing. But can someone, this is going to push you, dear listener. Ben, stay by those phones, because these phones are going to go mental now. Can someone call in and sing or play down the phone just a little bit of the salad songs? I can't remember what it was. Oh, this is going to push them. If this works, we're all going home for coffee and donuts after this. 08700 100 600. If you know what the song by Salad was and you can sing just a bit or even just play a little tiny wee bit of it down the telephone, 08700 100 600. I beg of thee, call up. Someone has emailed in saying they saw one of Manfredo Monte, Mike West, live in America, which is all very, very good. The magic numbers were going to be huge, weren't they? And they were very good, but never quite happened, really. I don't know why. There was a whole Richard Bacon debacle on Top of the Pops, wasn't it, when he called them fat or something, didn't he? He was a bit rude about them.
He was.
Oh, your mic's down there, Jeff. I apologise. Very naughty of him. Right, 08700 100 600 is the telephone number. If you would give us a call, please, to play. Oh, look, Ben has answered the telephone. That means there could be something. Someone could be on a bit of a salad tip here. Jeff, you're looking like you have something you want to say to me.
No, I'm just thinking Ben might be teasing us.
Oh, he's been doing that a lot, a little bit of
he's
the teasing.
He's excited about Natalie Casey.
Natalie Casey coming in just a few moments, of course. Well, a few moments. She's not actually in the building yet. We've been told by a cabbie it'll be fine. Just turning in the street now. Yes, well, it could be another hour for all we know. She's coming in. If you've got anything you want to ask her, you can 08700 100 600. You can text 64046 or george.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here's a band that were going to be massive. The Sneaker Pimps. Do you remember them? Yeah. They were going to be... I think I've got the album somewhere, although I don't play it. Yes, these were going to be huge, but they never quite did it, did they? Very exciting times here at Six Music. I ask, you provide. I ask for someone to do the impossible. Could someone please call up and sing or play a bit of the salad song? You all thought it wouldn't happen. Christian!
Morning,
good morning, my friend. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. It's a beautiful day.
It's flipping cold, though, isn't it?
Isn't it? And I'm naked as well, so it's getting worse.
Oh, God. Everyone's pulling a really disgusted face. Why are you naked? And why did you tell me?
I was listening to the show in the shower, and I had to jump out at your mislabeling of the beautiful Mairena van der Vlucht that's been played.
Whoa, hang on a second. When I was here last week filling in for George, we did cool names. Give us that name one more time.
It's Mairena van der Vlucht.
Oh, yeah, that's doing something for me in my loins. Was she stunning? I remember her being quite plain, but...
No, she was a model, she was on MTV, she's beautiful,
And you're aware of the picture of the PVC catsuit, obviously.
It was on my wall as a spotty student, so yeah, I know what you mean.
No disrespect, Christian, you are quite possibly the sleaziest person I have ever spoken to in my life, and that includes my own father.
that's entirely fair enough, many would agree.
Well done. Okay, so what's the song that you know?
Well, I believe it's Cardboy King.
Okay,
which is a track about the guys that used to ride around on bikes sticking up the pictures of whores.
Oh, steady on. What's your language? Yes, okay.
In the kind of early 90s.
Okay, yeah. I'm hovering over the fader. Let's hear a bit of it. Away you go.
Okay, I'm going to have to go falsetto here as well,
okay.
So I apologise.
Falsetto.
He's a cowboy king and he's distributing as always. He'd rather stay in bed, na 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 na, la 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 la.
I think we can see. I've just seen a picture of her. She is quite beautiful. I think we can see why salad never quite took off in the way they were meant to take off.
No, she sang like an angel, mate. Unlike me.
Was there a song "Drink the Elixir" as well? I'm getting lots of tax on.
I can do that one as well.
Yeah, do you know what, Christian? I think we're fine. But thank you for the offer. How kind of him. How kind. It's good, this job, isn't it? You asked for stuff. People will phone in eventually and do it. A bit slow on the phones yesterday. We've whipped them into shape today, I think, which is... Well done, Christian. Thank you very much for that. We'll carry on doing that. We've got Natalie Casey coming in at some point in the near future. But we do that also. Well, let's put this out now, actually. We'll mention this and you can start thinking about it, and we'll talk about it probably in about half an hour. Jeff, what was it you was. There are Christmas songs, but there are no New Year songs.
We need some New Year songs. There are guaranteed Christmas songs that get played on the radio every year. There aren't any New Year songs.
Ben's got his hand up. Ben.
Lang Syne.
Oh, you muppet. He means by like bands and stuff.
Well, we'll fill the whole hour playing Auld Lang Syne.
Okay, I've got my hand up. It goes back to the Mighty A again. Happy New Year by ABBA.
Better than that.
He doesn't like my suggestion. OK, we can send those in, 64046, george.6music@bbc.co.uk, or call 08700 100 600. But we'll do that properly in about half an hour. Natalie Casey coming up soon. Oh, Teardrop Explodes, I like them.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
What a bloody racket. Right, yes, Natalie Casey's here. Good morning.
Hiya.
Yeah.
So sorry. They've got chocolates in the studio. I've begun a new layer.
I know, listen, you've come in, just because you're on the telly. We've got Jeff, the producer, has very kindly bought some chocolates that he doesn't want his wife to eat, doesn't want her to get fat.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I don't want my wife getting fat. So he brought these chocolates in. We've had like two or three. You waltz in off the telly.
Yeah.
Oh, can I go to the next layer, please, love?
Can I go to another level?
Can I go downstairs? Is that all right, love? Do you mind? And we have of course all thinking, what a cheeky mare.
Well, you let me.
We've had no choice but to let you.
Didn't say no.
Is Natalie's microphone sounding all right in your ears? It sounds like death in my ears. I don't. Listen, I'm only a guest here. This is my second time in the studio. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. I don't know who these people are.
Well, I'm a guest too. You better tell me what to do. I'm a guest as well.
We are completely screwed.
Right.
You're here to talk about a play.
Yes.
Not about being in EastEnders.
No.
Because I got an email on Sunday from Jeff, the producer. I'm going to say it on the air, Jeff.
Yeah.
You hide behind that screen.
Did you? I know what you're going to say. Say it. Go on.
Very, very exciting. On Tuesday, we got Natalie Cassidy coming in.
Yeah. Story of my life.
And I wrote back going, who's that?
Yeah.
He wrote back going, Sonia from EastEnders. Like, oh, all right, wicked. So right. I've got a whole sheet of Sonia from EastEnders questions.
Do you want to ask me some of the questions? I can see if I can answer them.
How did you get the part in EastEnders?
Oh, it was really difficult. I went for the audition and they offered me the part because they thought I was the best.
Bianca and Ricky have gone back. Would you ever consider going back?
Oh, maybe.
Did you cry when Wellard died?
Yeah, because I like dogs.
Is Dean Gaffney as weird in real life as I think he is?
I don't know. Never met him.
Yes. There we go. That's done that out the way. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. No, it happens a lot.
Have you ever turned up someone they've gone, oh?
I once did a phone interview and halfway through the guy said, so was it a conscious decision to go into theatre after leaving EastEnders? And I said, that's not me, that's Natalie Cassidy. And then I said, do you want to carry on with the interview? And he said, no, not really.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's fantastic.
But she's a very, very nice girl. We have had the conversation where people think that I'm you. I said, people very rarely think that she's me, as she's a bigger name than I am.
No, it's funny you said that, because I'm experimenting with growing my hair at the moment. I'm not convinced, but when my hair is shorter, the number of people I've had come up to me and say, all right, mate, I used to like you on the telly. All right, yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, you were brilliant in Two Pints of Lager. They think I'm Ralph Little.
Well, you're about the same height. How tall are you?
6'3".
Yeah, he's tall as
and
well.
And I've had the conversation with him, and he goes, yeah, people ask me what it was like working with Ali G. So it's the kind of pairing.
You could swap like roles for a day and see if like he could. Are you married?
Not yet.
But do you have a lady friend?
I do have a lady friend.
To see if like he could pass off for you.
Although we're moving
your lady friend.
We're moving microphones. Look at that. It's like a press conference in the 60s now.
Check it.
What's it like coming to the States? Don't know what that means.
We're bigger than Jesus.
We're bigger. There we go. You got the Beatles reference. Well done. Thanks. Thank you. That's what it was. So good work there.
Thank
you. Maybe I could swap with Ralph. He's only about 19 years old, though, isn't he? Or is he grown up now?
He's 27? 28?
Makes you want to puke, doesn't
it? How old are
you? 35.
Yeah, but you look good.
All right.
Do you use a moisturiser?
Yeah, I do exfoliate.
Well, it's very important.
Yes. How old are you?
I'm 28.
You look good. Sorry, there was a gap there, and I should have.
I know, yeah, there was a hideous gap that you could have.
Ben, that was you should have steamed in there, yeah, and whatever. Said that you look.
Leave it.
Ben's got a little crush on you.
I just like 2 pints of lager very
Thank
much.
You.
It's
Thanks.
A really good show.
Thanks. So you say he's got a crush on me. He says no, I just like the show. So what am I, chopped liver, Ben?
You're saying she's an ugly looking woman.
Is that what you're saying? I was going to be a bit starstruck.
Right.
And I don't get starstruck very often.
Are you? You're not.
I'm hiding it. Well, that's all.
Well, you're doing very well.
He was very disappointed.
Went, oh, you fancy.
Would you like me to grasp your thigh in a ladylike fashion?
Maybe later.
I don't know. I'm getting all embarrassed.
He is getting genuinely embarrassed. That's fantastic.
I tell you, because usually I can't give it away. It's quite nice. Thanks.
Tell us about this play, what you're doing then.
Thanks. I'll tell you about the play.
Was it a conscious effort to leave EastEnders and go into theatre?
Don't start, seriously. So it's a play and it's called Well, and it's on at the Apollo Theatre on Shaftesbury Avenue.
I drove past it the other day. I saw the poster.
My face really big. I'm telling you, I do not have the face that can carry off being 4 foot large on a billboard.
I was very, very once many, many years ago at the start of this. I was on a billboard, and it's the it was a horrible.
Were you on buses?
I wasn't on buses. No, have you been on buses?
No, not been on buses, but I am at the Tube on Bond Street.
Hey, listen, everyone, let's go down there after the show.
I should hope so. I've spent enough money there.
Has anyone drawn men's privates on your forehead yet?
No, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping maybe they'll buck the trend and draw lady privates.
Moving on. So what's this play about?
It's very hard to explain. It's about me and my mother, played by Sarah Miles, who is Academy Award nominated Sarah Miles. All right. Yeah.
Didn't win it, though.
No, she didn't win it. Glenda Jackson won it that year.
Yeah,
put your clothes on, Glenda.
Yeah, for
goodness
sakes,
I've seen my own. And so it's about me and her. I play a lady called Lisa Cron, who is a real-life lady who wrote the real-life play, who played herself on Broadway. Look at you laughing. It's very hard to explain.
I'm laughing at the phrase, she's a real-life lady. That could be the title of your autobiography. Natalie Casey, real-life lady.
A picture of me, like, gazing up into the sky.
Yeah, that would be good.
Pensively.
The thing what you've done, you've talked for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the play's about, though.
Right, it's just about relationships, really, between people, between races. It's about integration as well.
Okay.
And it's about how compassion is very important in life.
So it's a racist play about compassion.
But it's not a racist play.
No.
That's going a little far. It's about integrating people together with their parents, with your friends, with people of different races, and that's what it's about.
Do we get free tickets?
I can get you discount. I can't get you free tickets.
Well, you've given the wrong answer. I wasn't going to play this, but it means I have to play this now.
No!
I have to, because you couldn't get us free tickets. There we go. Oh, she's actually, don't leave.
I'm deeply embarrassed.
Don't.
I'll have you know that I am in the Guinness Book of Records and the youngest female recording artist.
Well, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Can you show me some respect? I'd appreciate it.
Number 74 in the charts as well.
Number 74 for 1 week. And I still get royalties from Iceland, the country, not the food store.
Hang on, do you? You get money?
Yeah, I get like £2 every 5 years. I'm big in Iceland.
Fantastic.
Massive in Iceland.
You could go over there, because they're in complete financial disrepair now. You could
go over there,
sort it
out. G up the crowd.
A charity concert.
A charity concert. They'd be like, oh, Natalie Cassidy's coming. Oh no, wrong one. That's what they'd say.
Listen, we'll play a proper record, and then we'll talk and stuff about the play and
whatever.
It's the Streets. Yes, I've heard of them.
Yay.
I'm doing a mashup. Listen. Oh, I muffed it up. Sorry. It's just muffed up the mashup there. I've turned the wrong fader down. That's
I like
the one I'm
doing.
It's nice, isn't it? It's a Japanese band called the Kuroda Quartet, yes.
Nice. I like Pizzicato 5.
Oh, do you?
Classic.
High five. We played Baby Love Child yesterday.
Really?
I come in, they let me play like 5 or 6
That's
songs
brilliant.
On my own. They're a fantastic band.
Very good.
Oh, well, it's got
What's
fun
What's your favourite song in the whole world? If you can only have one song to play in the whole world, what would it be?
Well, now, that's a very good question. It would probably have to be, it's a cliche, it would have to be Daydream Believer by the Monkees.
Really?
Yeah,
well, that's a nice one. Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good song. Well, what would yours be?
I think mine would be Try a Little Tenderness, Otis Redding.
Really?
Because it perfectly describes, you should be made to listen to it when you're a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Because it perfectly describes how you should treat women and how women feel.
Can we get the lyrics of Try a Little Tenderness?
Honestly,
print them
it really
up, please.
Does.
We'll read through them as the instruction booklet for mankind.
Thank you.
Well, the talk's got fun again, because during that song, it did become Inside the Actor's Workshop for a while with you and Ben. Ben, ask Natalie the posh question you asked her.
Go on, Ben, hit me.
I said, the play that you're currently doing well is quite Pirandellian, isn't it?
And I said, yes. Yes, it is.
There we go. I'm a theatre student.
And that means you do it without any clothes on? I don't know what that means.
Explain, Ben. Tell the people out there.
Pirandello was an Italian playwright who wrote a play called Six Characters in Search of an Author.
Which was on at the National a while ago and then moved into town to the theatre next door to where I am.
Yeah, in which...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ben. I've accidentally faded you. I faded him down during that.
Listen, there is a place for education! Sorry. It's the chocolates.
Wait a minute. Thanks.
Sorry.
Calm down.
Thanks, Ben.
Flipping heck.
Got your back, Ben.
Can we... Well, listen, we'll give out the play number and stuff like... Well, we haven't got the number, actually. But we'll give out stuff in a minute. But I want to ask you, you a Big Brother at all fan?
No.
Not at all?
I think it signals the coming of the Dark Lord.
It does. I
Titmus.
No, not that. Not this number. The number of the blimmin' play. They know the number of the radio station, Jeff, for goodness sakes. No one wants to phone us. We found that out the hard way. I'm not a fan of it, but every now and then I pop up on Big Brother's Little Brother. So
yeah?
I'm a big fan of Big Brother.
Right.
I'm going to run through these names. They must ask you to do it, mustn't they?
I've been asked to do I'm a Celebrity, but
really?
I'm not eating kangaroo testicles.
Do you know what? I've been asked to do all of them. And I got the Big Brother this year, and it's the first time I've gone, well, just tell me how much they pay.
They pay a lot of money.
Yeah, not as much as it would cost me to go in there. So I went, I'm all right, cheers.
I once had a terrible reoccurring dream that I was in Celebrity Big Brother and that I killed someone.
Who did you kill? Do you know?
All humans.
All humans.
I can't remember who it was.
I got asked to do Dancing on Ice once.
Really?
Yeah, can you but imagine me, the lanky idiot that I am? I would
do
snap.
Strictly, I think.
Strictly's the only one I do, and
well,
the only one I've not been asked.
You're learning something, aren't you? It's not just about, you know.
You get to dance with a fit Russian.
There you go.
Okay, LaToya Jackson.
Right, yeah. Michael.
I'm not asking you two impressions of her.
Oh, okay.
Just whether you think there'll be any good in it or not.
I think she's mental, so probably, yeah.
Okay, those are the thoughts entirely of Natalie Cassidy from EastEnders.
I miss Wellard.
Coolio.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I had a run-in with Coolio on the breakfast television show I did.
You had a run-in?
Well, yeah, a run-in with him. He kept saying a phrase that in America... I won't say it now, don't worry, dear BBC. But he kept saying a phrase, in America, is meaningless.
Right.
In the UK, it's very, very rude. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
And he kept saying, why can't I say it? Why can't... And then saying it again. We go, no, really, Coolio, you've actually got to say... Why can't I say it, man? Why can't I say it? And we got a £15,000 fine.
Did you have to pay it?
Did I? Well, I did not. Channel 4 paid it. And then the show got cancelled. Ulrika Johnson.
No. That's as far as we go.
Mini-me.
I sat near her once.
Really?
An audience with Celine Dion, randomly. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, because I'm telling you
laughing,
now.
I'm laughing.
Don't laugh. I sat near her once. Not a very nice person.
Again, those are the thoughts entirely of Natalie Cassidy from EastEnders. And
nothing to do with
I'm getting you out of trouble here, love. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Let's have a...
You laugh at Celine Dion. If you listen to All By Myself with the volume turned up.
Oh, God.
In the dark with your head next to the speakers, it's brilliant.
I get invited again to those... You know, I'm invited to all those rubbish on audience with. The only one I said yes to was an audience with Neil Diamond.
Oh, nice. Good choice.
Oh, it was good. I was sat five feet away from him. He's singing Cracklin' Rosie.
Yeah.
And I'm singing it, but I'm singing it louder than him. To where he actually, he sort of looked at me as if to say, shut up. I'm Neil Diamond. So I was humiliated by Neil Diamond.
Unbelievable. Neil Diamond, rude.
Those are the thoughts of me, actually.
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, yeah,
bloody
yeah.
All right, listen, we'll play a song, a Beach Boys song, and then we'll come back and we'll finish talking about your play and get all the facts in. We'll quickly go through the lyrics of Try a Little Tenderness and see if they really are the instructions for how a gentleman should live. Does that sound all right?
Yes.
Lovely. By the way, this is the best Beach Boys song ever. There we go. Right, so we have the lyrics to Try a Little Tenderness.
Okay, well, you have to also as well, you know, you're not...
God, you don't shut up, do you? For goodness sakes, take a break! Have another chocolate.
Unbelievable.
Is there a third layer? Do you want to open that one?
There's not a third layer.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was actually quite...
Third layer for Miss Cassidy.
Thank you, Miss Cassidy.
Okay, so these are the lyrics.
Right, go on.
Young girls, they get weary.
Yeah.
Wearing that same old shaggy dress.
Yeah.
It's a bit sexist, that, isn't it?
No, it's because... You know, that's what they get sad about. She's a working class woman, you know. She has the same dress. She gets sad about it. She wants to look like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
So she wants to look like an old leather handbag.
No.
She wants the classy, is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
okay.
But she can't afford a new dress.
It's not just sentimental. No. She has her grief and care.
Yeah, they're important.
Yeah. but the soft words they are spoke so gently, yeah,
yeah.
It makes it easier to bear.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
It does. It means you have to be nice to her. The problems that a woman has are not just something to be laughed off willy-nilly. They actually mean something to her, so therefore you've got to be nice to her.
What does this mean?
Go on.
You've got to squeeze her.
Yeah.
Don't tease her.
Yeah.
Never leave her.
Yeah.
You've got to hold her and rub her softly.
Hmm?
You've got to rub her gentle, man.
Yeah.
Don't bruise her. No, no. You've got to love her, squeeze her.
Yeah.
Don't tease her.
You've got to listen to Otis Redding's voice singing. I mean, it doesn't have the same effect with you, does it? As the king of soul, Otis. Listen, I'm telling you. Play it. Download it off iTunes, whatever you do, or another reputable site. And listen to it, and it'll make sense.
OK, the play.
Yeah.
I think let's get
Thank
it out.
You.
Let's get it out as quickly as we can. It's not worked, has it? The play, well, at the Apollo Theatre.
Yes.
Do we know how long it's running for? Is it open-ended?
Yes, till the 24th of January. We're only there like 4 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not long at all. Run. Could it be extended?
It could move to a different theatre.
Are people coming? Because I don't know if you heard, the world is dying.
Well, that's the brilliant thing, you see, about being an actor.
Yes.
Is that in times of desperate need, when people are sad, they want to be cheered up and entertained, don't they? So that is when you step in, I think. Well, that and the International Monetary Fund, hopefully. But, it is very good. It's like loads of people are going to see musicals, aren't they? Can't get a ticket for a Dirty Dancing musical till 2010.
I can't get one because I've not tried to get one. I can't think of anything worse than going to see that nonsense.
No.
But I would love to come and see you, at the Apollo Theatre.
I'll Chesterfield Avenue till the 24th of January. Yeah.
But I'm busy.
Right. What, till the 24th of January?
Yeah, probably.
Are you getting me a new layer of chocolates? You better have me.
Oh, flipping it. It's time for the BBC Six Music News.
On digital radio and online. BBC Six Music.
Israel vows to continue airstrikes. Stephen Gerrard charged and calls for speed-limited cars.
And in Six Music News, elbow come up trumps again and why Macca wants the killer touch.
Six Music.
BBC News at 11:30. I'm Flora Watkins.
Six Music. Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
Speaking of Sports Personality of the Year, as we just were off air, what load of old guff was on telly this year, wasn't it, at Christmas? It's the worst television Christmas I've ever seen in my life, ever.
There are a couple of highlights.
Like what? EastEnders? Oh, God, my four-year-old nephew's going, I don't like this programme. I'm going, yeah, Dylan, neither do I, but we're forced to watch it because there are women in this room who like being miserable on Christmas Day. Awful.
What about, like, Doctor Who?
I wasn't allowed to see that.
Charlie Brooker's Review of the Year.
Oh, I missed... Yes, I'm a big fan of Charlie Brooker's. Did you see the zombie thing, the Dead Zet thing?
I saw the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And I got to about episode 2.
Yeah.
And then I kind of faded out.
Why?
Well, I don't know, really.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Benny, stop you, mate. You're right. What's wrong?
No, I'm fine. Sorry.
You're like in some Zen master pose there. With you're looking up at the sky, your fingers...
Just
About Casey.
Maybe.
Natalie Casey. She was a delight, wasn't she? What a lovely young lady. Completely bonkers, though. I don't think there's any shadow of a doubt. The most mental person I've ever met. Do you have anything that grabbed you over... you're looking at your empty chocolate box.
Yeah, she had all the good ones.
She's had them.
What's left?
Anything that grabbed you over Christmas? There was nothing. And yesterday, the best thing that was on television yesterday, and I've decided... There's this programme I've been watching for years, and I thought I was watching it just because it was all right. There's nothing else on. But yes, I thought, do you know what? Actually, I'm genuinely enjoying this and getting a bit of a buzz from it. Murder, She Wrote.
Oh,
it is brilliant. Flipping brilliant.
Brilliant.
And I think I used to watch it in a kind of kitsch, oh, it's on, it'll... But it's actually fantastic. Good. Jessica was in... was she in Vegas? No, Vegas was the day before. Yesterday, she was in a gentleman's club. Someone got murdered. Someone got murdered. And it's brilliant, because always the copper goes... Yeah, nice to meet you, Miss Fletcher. My wife's a big fan of your books. Don't worry, this case is solved. We know who did it. Are you sure? Oh, yeah, when you put it like that, you might be... Oh, yeah, let's
have a look again!
It's the best thing. That and Diagnosis Murder. They should make one where the two intertwine, where she goes to the hospital and he invites her to read a book.
That would be genius.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
You know there's nothing on TV when you're watching Deal or No Deal repeats.
Oh, yeah, so I caught a bit of the Deal or No Deal. I don't get that... Where's the excitement? Why don't you just go, tell you what, Noel... Let's call it all off. I'll just open it now, shall I? Let's save an hour.
Excitement, Ian. It's Schadenfreude. When the big ones go.
That's. Give me a second. those are the ghosts that throw things, aren't they? Is that what it is? You've confused me with your posh German words, for goodness sakes. Ben, I'm going to drag you into this show, whether you want to or not. You're in the room, so be part of it. Was there anything that grabbed you on TV?
Wallace and Gromit grabbed me on Christmas Day, yeah.
Oh, because I forgot you're 12 years old.
I'm a lot younger than you are, yeah.
Cheeky.
I shouldn't do that on your show.
Okay, punch him. Dead arm him, please.
Where's the door?
Come on. Right. Well, no, okay. You are. Hey, listen, let's not beat around the bush. You are a young man. You do young man's things, and I do old man's things, and wear slippers. Anything else? Because it was all just tosh. Absolute tosh.
The Strictly Come Dancing version of The Weakest Link was very good this year.
You enjoyed that, did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah, I did enjoy that.
Hands up who's ever won The Weakest Link. Oh, yeah, I beat Jim Bowen. We all voted Bernard Manning off in the first round because he's being horribly homophobic backstage, and we all went, we'll get rid of him. And we did. He's passed on now, so we can say those things without any fear of legal case. But yes, I won The Weakest Link, and Mastermind, and I think I won Ready, Steady, Cook. They made me go on that. I didn't want to do Ready, Steady, Cook. The place I worked for at the time thought it'd be hilarious if me and someone else won. It wasn't hilarious. It was the most hideous time of my life. Anyway, this isn't the therapy session. We're here to talk about stuff. We asked you earlier on for New Year's songs for New Year's, which some people have texted in. New Year's Day by Mega City 4. Who? Does anyone know who they are? I really am out of my depth here. I apologise. The Sugar Babes had a single called New Year. Admittedly, the chorus did mainly go on and on about it being at Christmas. Doug in Edinburgh. New Year's Day songs. You Forgot Millennium Prayer by Cliff Richard. Yes, thank you for that. Death Cab for Cutie, The New Year, and U2's New Year's Day. But they're not really filled with the... Christmas songs are filled with joy. And those New Year songs are all quite ponderous and weighty.
They don't have to have New Year in the title. No. Just a good song to play.
A song for New Year. And also, as... you're looking at Mega City 4. Use good, sir. And also, we thought it'd be nice with Natalie Casey, the mental lady we just had on, you may have heard it, banging on about Try a Little Tenderness is the instruction booklet for life. What weird instructions. I've thrown the lyrics away now because... Oh, here they are. Look at this. You've got to rub her gentle, man. Don't bruise her. Love her. Squeeze her. Don't tease her. Yeah. Are there any songs out there that you think could be an instruction booklet for life or instructions for getting through a certain situation? It's an obscure one, I know, but you can do this. I've lost the telephone number. Anyone know what it is? 08700?
100600.
08700 100600. The text, I'm guessing, is 640... 46. We have to be careful, because you're one digit out. Apparently, it's, you get sexy texts, and that's not a good thing at all. Or you can email george... Six music at bbc.co.uk.
Hey.
There we go, fantastic. So New Year songs and instruction songs that just tell you how to live. Here's one. It's KLF.
Okay, everybody, lie down on the floor and keep calm.
Yes, fantastic. This is vaguely seasonal. It's not, though. It's Frank Zappa. Anyway, yes. Now, this is what an exciting email from Justine Harrop in Warrington. We're talking about Murder, She Wrote being perhaps one of the greatest television shows of all time. Ian, I once saw an episode of MSW, she's abbreviated it to, but very cool, where she went to Hawaii and met Magnum P.I., not Tom Selleck, actually Magnum the character. How mad is that? That's fantastic. I did see an episode of, Diagnosis Murder, where there were, like, supposedly vampires, like, in it. So if you've heard vampires and stuff, and you think, all right, we'll get to the end and prove they're not vampires. They were actually vampires in it. Dick Van Dyke was having a chase, and it turned out the guy was a vampire at the end, and he went, that was weird. And it ended. And it just ended, and he went, that was weird. It's like there was an episode of Scooby-Doo once where they were real ghosts. Can you believe it was actually a real ghost? Instruction songs, the songs by which you live your life. Ian, you just played it. The White Lies. Let's grow old together and die at the same time. From Dirk. That sounds a little bit morbid, though. How are you going to arrange that? Is it the bottle of arsenic? What are you going to say to it? When I die, you die. Well, no, hang on. I might have a good few years in me. No, no. When I'd do it if you died. So when I die, you kill yourself. No, I'm not going to do that. And someone, who is this, has texted in this weird Nat King Cole song, Strange Lad or something. Someone has texted it.
Andy from Leeds, it was.
Andy from Leeds. So these lyrics. This is how Andy lives his life, okay? Let's see what it says. There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. There's the message.
There it is.
There we thought it was the ramblings of an insane fool, but there's a beautiful message in there. 0800 600. I keep writing down the number on the wrong bit of paper.
08700.
Yeah,
100. 600.
Well done, you, Jeff, for producing the show. If you want to give us a call, 64046, george.6music at bbc.co.uk. I think we'll play a record, then we'll throw something else into the mix, because Ben is getting lonely out there on the phones, and I don't like seeing him lonely in the slightest. Smoothly done, I think you'll find. Come on, who wasn't rocking out to Graham Parker there? Fantastic, isn't it? Is it... Jeff, sorry, is this two or six we're on? I get confused sometimes. Which one are we on?
This is six.
This is six. Wow. Fantastic. I'm in the right place there. I've been instructed to inform you that Drew Lalenska is going to be appearing via telephone. It's telephone, I think. They said that she's
I think it is,
you,
yeah.
On the Pete Mitchell Show, which is coming up at 1 o'clock. So I'm sticking around to listen to that. I'm going to be here. My brother-in-law got a little portable DAB radio for Christmas, the little ones that you can put in your pocket and stuff like that. But it keeps cutting out, apparently, every time you sort of, if you move. That's the problem with the DAB. Do you know what I mean? The DAB, you've got to kind of be pretty stationary for it. The portable ones... I don't know what I'm banging on about. I'm just talking to myself here for no reason. What sort of... Ah, yes, I've been handing texts and emails. That's what I was... I knew there was some reason I was stalling. Songs to live by. Therapy. So scared of dying, I've forgotten how to live. Deep, huh? Says Paul in Highgate. A Design for Life by the Manic Street Preachers. Now, you've given me the lyrics for A Design for Life here. Let's, Libraries gave us power. Then work came and made us free. Oh, it's all socialist nonsense, yeah. Isn't it? It's all left-wing socialist nonsense. I wish I had a bottle. Yes, I'm sure it's a fantastic message. We haven't found any new... I can't be bothered. We haven't found any New Year's songs. The only one I've managed to come up with that's better than any that are suggested are Happy New Year by ABBA. It all comes back to the mighty A, doesn't it? No one. We've had what suggestions we had, Jeff, that you were cocking a snook at?
Do you know what? There's
the Pulp.
Yeah, Pulp.
Up in the year 2000.
Disco 2000.
But that just mentions a year. That's not a New Year's specific reference. It just, you know, mentions a year.
Yeah. I don't mind. It's just something that sums up.
Don't you mind?
New Year's Eve.
We want just a song that on New Year's Eve we can all put on and go, do you know what? The Six Music listener suggested that, and this is so apt for this time of year. 08700 100 600 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Do give us a call, because Ben is he's actually crying blood. That's how bad things are for him out there on the phone. So just phone him up, just have a chat with him. It don't matter. He's sitting out there on his own. I tell you what we can do in the last hour as well. We can throw this out. This is very naughty, and we don't condone this in the slightest. So if you've done it, shame on you. But we were going to mention this yesterday. Secret places where you've written your name. Mm. Was it, Kay, was it you saying that...
Jack White.
Jack White from, I believe, the White Stripes is the band.
That's
that
the
he performs with.
And the Raconteurs.
Of course. I was just about to say the...
Tip of your tongue, I could see from here.
The Raconteurs was about to spew forth from me.
He used to be
yes.
An upholsterer.
What, did they release any records? Did you see what I did there? I pretended I was older than I actually am. There's the band. There's not one. It's a word. Yes, yeah, so he was an upholsterer.
He was. And yeah. He used to put little messages, little poems, his name, all
wow.
Sorts of bits and bobs in the furniture.
They must be worth...
The hope that future upholsterers
yeah.
would find it.
They must be worth next to nothing. That's fantastic.
Worth millions.
It must be worth millions. That's it. So if you've ever written your name somewhere... So we've all done it when you know... I say when you're putting wallpaper up. I've never put wallpaper up. But when I've paid a man to come and put wallpaper up, I've written...
Hang on 1 minute.
Yeah,
just got to do something.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay, sorry, don't just before you. I want to write, but I always write stuff like "I was murdered in 1886." I write stuff like that. Do you ever used to when you were a kid and you used to write like pirate stories? You used to write like a pirate's diary. October the 23rd, we found treasure, and then we got the October. I'm not very well. I think I'm die. Do you ever do that? The pen would drag.
If
down.
Anybody ever moves into the flat I'm in at the moment and takes off the big mirror in the bathroom, they
yes.
will find in paint behind it written, "Sorry, I ran out of paint. I couldn't finish this bit."
Fantastic, Joe. Well done. Okay, well this is it. 08700. What is it? 100 600.
By Friday.
I'm only here for a week. George will be next week. Back next week. We'll be back to normal. 08700 100 600. Have you ever written your name somewhere secretive? Or, and this is the naughty bit that we don't condone, ever written your initials in concrete? I've never done that. And I'd love to be able to walk past a bollard and go, yeah, that's me. Ah, I did that. If you have ever done it, can we try and draw up by 1 o'clock a map of listeners' graffiti? Don't condone it. It's very, very naughty. And where you've signed your name or your initials. 08700 100 600 64046 george.6music@bbc.co.uk. And if you don't want to phone up and talk to me, phone up and talk to Ben. He's only young and he's getting a little bit lonely out there. Thank you. Ah, dear, I'm digging out all my old karaoke songs, and New Year's night is going to be karaoke night at my house. Tomorrow we will discuss... this puts in the quandary. I was going to say tomorrow we should discuss... It's New Year's Eve tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes.
We should all discuss what we're going to be doing for New Year's, but Kate, you're having your New Year's Eve party. Get this, everybody. She's having it tonight. What are you doing that for, you fool?
New Year's Eve. It's the new New Year's Eve.
Does that mean that tomorrow morning you are going to be trashed?
No, I'm a consummate professional.
What, really? It's not been highlighted? No, I'm teasing. You've been doing a sterling work sitting there. So it's a proper full-on blowout, is it tonight?
Yeah, we just wanted to avoid people... prices, you know.
People and prices.
We're going to have a fun night. We're just going to avoid people.
Yeah, okay, well, hey, well, this is good that we're doing this today, then, because we are looking for the ultimate New Year's song. There's Christmas songs aplenty, but there's not really a New Year's one. Chris is in Old Stratford.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Chris, how's it going, man?
Yeah, fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, fine. What are you up to today? It's this weird time.
Yeah, it's like a sort of... it's like the period between a person dying and the funeral. You know, it's a real sort of void period, isn't
that's,
it?
That's... Know? Wow, that's a really downbeat way of looking at it, but yes, well, you're right.
It'd be a great time to play the White Lies, really, wouldn't it?
Yes, well, exactly, is. But I I'm not a fan of sales and stuff like that, so I never do the January sales or the Boxing Days and anything like that. So it's very rare I'm in central London just after Christmas.
Yeah.
Leaving the studio yesterday here in central London, you have to walk towards Oxford Circus, the big Oxford Street, big street. It was blue-blooming murder out there. I have never seen so many people out on the streets.
I think people are, you know, are programmed or obliged to go to the shops and nothing else to do.
Where's the pleasure in going to the sales shopping? Because sales, we know,
no
come on.
No pleasure at all, Ian. You won't catch me there.
Sales, they're a little bit of a con, really, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They just put all the rubbish hellish. The council to know during the rest of the year.
Anyway, you didn't want to hear me whinge like an old man. Well, no, maybe you did. Anyway, you've got some suggestions for New Year's songs.
I mean, the obvious one is New Year's Day, by you too, New Year's Day. Yes. But I guess you've had that already.
We've had that, yes.
And I think Dean LeCow did a track, I don't know, 25 years ago, called The Perfect Year. I think that's a bit of a
Dina
a New Year
now,
type.
I don't know if I'm old enough to know who she is. Who is she?
Dina Carroll. Yeah, she was big Dina Carroll, yeah.
What? She's not the one... Who's the woman who sang, I don't want a piece of toast, I would rather see a ghost? Who was that?
Oh, you got me there.
Was that,
no idea.
Was that Desiree?
Yeah.
That was Desiree.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. You've got to be.
That, well, great lyrics. I don't want to see a ghost, I would rather eat some toast or something. Come on.
Yeah. Dina Carroll does a track called Ain't No Man. Ain't no man.
High enough to keep me from you. Ain't no man. I'm singing it. You've led me off into a different song.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, the last 45
minutes... I think she did a track about 25
Hang on, Chris, one second. The last 45 minutes, dear listener, is you texting in 64046 other songs that mention toast. It's not done. There's Toast by Paul Young.
A street band in.
Yeah, which is a brilliant... A little bit of toast.
Paul Young, that one.
Yeah, it's a good... That's a good song. You don't know that song, do you, Kate? Too young.
I know that song.
Sing it then.
I'm not singing.
There we go, you don't know it. So there's Toast, and there's Desiree. Any other Toast song, 64046. Chris, what are you actually going to be doing for New Year's? Are you a fan of it,
well,
or do you hide away?
It was a sore point. I was supposed to go to Portugal this morning, but I had a bit of a fallout with a partner.
No, whoa, hang on a second. forget everything. This is the show.
Yeah.
When you say partner, you mean like life, like sexual partner?
No, a girlfriend.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So
I'm sorry if I meant partner.
No, I meant as in a sexual partner. Yeah.
So you're
supposed to be going to Portugal with her today. Yeah. You had a fallout. Has she gone on her own?
She's gone with her family.
I was advised
not to go.
Listen, I want to ask you so much more, but because I'm working at the BBC, I'm not going to. So are you on your own, mate?
Yeah, I am. It's quite sad, isn't it?
the rest of the show. I was going to dedicate today's show to Linda Lusardi for being a massive muppet. Have you heard about Linda Lusardi?
The Paige Webber girl.
Paige Webber girl, phoning 999 because she was going to be late for her pantomime. So yeah. I keep the whole show.
Her intentions were good, though.
What? Her intentions?
You want to upset the world, you know, by not being there.
The whole show was going to be dedicated to her, but I'm afraid it's not. Chris, the whole show, for the rest of it, is dedicated to you and your lonely New Year's Eve.
Oh, thanks, Ian. That's really sweet of you.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. Well, listen, I hope it goes all right.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Can I give you a quick tip for 2009?
Yeah, a quick tip. Okay, yeah, go on.
A band called Middle Class Rut.
Okay, we shall definitely not have time to check those out, I'm afraid. But thank you for mentioning the name live on the air. Oh, she's gone off to put. He was advised not to go. Oh, dear, I feel so sorry for him. Hey, this will cheer him up. This is Victoria by The Kinks, one of the best songs of all time. This is for you, Chris, as is the rest of the show, my friend. Enjoy. Come on, I love The Kinks. I'd forgotten how much I love The Kinks until I was looking for some records to bring today and I found Victoria. What a great song. People are texting in Toast songs. There is an Arcade Fire song, not on any album. Ooh, Secret Songs. Oh, that's tomorrow's show, Secret Songs. Remind me, we'll do that. Well done. Called Yeah Toast. There's a television personality song with the lyric, Jacket Potatoes and Cheese on Toast, You're the One That I Love the Most. Happy when I'm with you, sad... And I'm about to read a swear. Happy when I'm with you, sad when you're not there. Oh, that's it. Can't remember what it's called. Came out in about 1993. Wish me luck. I'm having an operation tomorrow. Sarah in the Hastings. You need more than luck. You need a trained surgeon. If luck is involved, then I wouldn't bother going to that hospital. Now, I don't get this one from Sam Jenkins in Portsmouth. Sting only likes his toast done on one side when in New York. Oh, is that...
It's a lyric. It's a Sting lyric.
Could you put it into context for me? I'll ask you to sing it, because I know you grumpy lot won't. You won't play the game. But put it into the context of...
Englishman in New York.
Put it into context for me, please! Someone help me! My brain is exploding!
Oh, well, he sings it.
I'm not singing
it. He sings it. Well, I know he does. I can't picture it in the...
Carry on, we'll come back to it.
Okay. In Rapper's Delight, they have the line, we're like hot butter on your breakfast toast. Graham, well done, everybody. This is... I thought we'd get nothing on this. I do love this job. You ask for things and you get them. Well done. We are getting Toast songs, 64046. You can call 08700 100 600 as well if you want to. New Year songs, The Specials, Dawning of a New Era. And how about Next Year by the Foo Fighters, says John in Preston. And someone has texted in Eve of Destruction. It's a miserable song, isn't it, eh?
Not the cheeriest.
Oh, it's about us...
I don't take coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast done on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York.
I don't take coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast done on one side. And you can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. That's how you do it. That's your Sting impression there. Nice. Anyone can do a better Sting than me. I'd like to hear it. Oh, and we're compiling a map of places where you have... graffiti, we don't condone, it's very naughty and it's against the law. So we're not condoning. More secret messages that you've written in places. And also, where have you put your name in concrete? Again, we don't condone, it's very naughty, but people have done it. So we're just asking. Robert Green, who is now a fundraising support officer, so a very respected person about town... When I was 12, I carved my name on the wall at a holiday camp on the Isle of Wight. Needless to say, I was sent home the next day because it was obvious who did it. I was thick. At least if you carved your name, that's the evidence there, dear friend. 08700 100 600. Come on, let's get one more phone call before I go home at 1 o'clock, shall we? Here's a record. Who are these people? Likely.
Licky Lee.
Made myself look stupid there, haven't I? Shouldn't have bothered having a go at all. Let's hear what they're like. I'm not sure. We'll give them marks out of 10 after this. Very, very exciting. Fingers crossed, and if the wind blows in the right direction. I'm not going to say too much, just in case it doesn't come off, as these things often don't, but in the last half an hour of the show, we might have a very special surprise guest on the line, which I'm very excited about. But before that, and let's hope it happens, here's the BBC Six Music News. Oh, no, here it is.
On digital radio and online, BBC Six Music.
Liverpool backs Steven Gerrard, no let-up in Israeli airstrikes, and British couple feared jailed in the Gambia.
And in Six Music News, elbow grab, another nod, uncle go back to basics, and jazz pioneer dies.
Six Music.
BBC News at 12:30, I'm Flora Watkins.
very exciting here. There's only 20 minutes of the show left, flippin' heck. We can all take it easy. Well, we could take it easy, but there's a chance. Is he going to come on the phone? He's coming on the phone. I'm not going to say who it is, but we've got a mystery special guest in the next...
Legend.
He's not just a guest, he's a legend. He's got to the point where I don't get nervous talking to pop stars and people like that, because, you know, what are they really? They're just people what can sing a bit sometimes. But I got a little, like a little tiny knot in my stomach, like when I used to climb the ropes at primary school. So fingers crossed he's coming on. Oh, there's an email. Now, I don't know if I believe this email from Timothy Chung in Exeter, but I'm going to read it. Excuse me. We're asking, where have you written your name and carved your name and left messages and things like that? Timothy says, I once carved my name into the side of a 19th century Spanish fishing boat. The boat, which was at the bottom of the Mediterranean, was the feature piece of our diving expedition Wreck Dive. 2 years later, the boat was recovered and a newspaper ran a story on the life of the boat, and my name was listed as one of the fishermen who supposedly worked on the ship. I changed history with a bit of tomfoolery. Is that... No, I want to believe that's true. Timothy Chung, I'm gonna say yes. We'll have that one. We'll buy this one. This is by someone called Lars Chinkley. That's not a name. Neither of those names are real. I'll read it, Lars, just to give you the benefit of the doubt. I wrote my name on the underside of a car that was not mine. I'd been to the pub beforehand. Oh, it could be true. And we were talking about what would survive a nuclear holocaust. I decided my name on the underside of a car. You've obviously never seen Threads, Lars, because a car wouldn't survive a nuclear holocaust. In the future, aliens would come down to Earth, and their only reference point for humankind would be my name, Lars Chinkley, so made up, written on the underside of a Caribbean blue P-Reg Toyota Corolla somewhere on a street in Corby. I'm sure that is all they would need to completely rebuild a society. Just wait, you'll see. He ends on a rather optimistic note there, which is lovely. Let's do some texts as well, some toast songs as well. Don't bother texting in or calling anymore. We got plenty to fill the rest of this show. Niall in Brum, we're asking for songs with toast in. Mr. Clean by The Jam, A Piece of Toast from the One You Love the Most, and Roots Maneuver, Witness the Fitness. I don't know what I've just said there. Mentions cheese on toast, says Paz in Bath. It turns out... What I thought was going to be a throwaway thing has been the main... Today's toast is yesterday's grammar argument. You missed that yesterday, arguing about grammar. We actually had an English teacher coming on, boring the pants off of all of us. Again, I can only apologise for that. OK, we'll have Keane, fingers crossed, at some point in the very near future. Oh, super special mystery guest, thank you.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
Right, I'm actually properly a little bit nervous here. I don't get nervous talking to people at all. Don't bother, faze me in the slightest. But we have our mystery surprise special guest on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jarvis Cocker.
Hello.
Hey, man, how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, not bad at all.
This is a lovely surprise. Thank you so much for coming on at such short notice.
All right.
You're editing the Today programme, aren't you?
Oh, yes, they've let me loose on that. I don't know what brought that on.
did you just get a phone call one day saying you fancy coming in, doing it?
Kind of, yeah. And I thought the fools, do they know what they're letting themselves in for? But no, it's been good.
And so you're actually properly editing it. There's not someone sitting over your shoulder going, well, no, hang on, no, you can't do that, sir. No, really, no.
We met up in the BBC canteen and I said glamorous. A few ideas for stories and that, and they seemed to like it. So, yeah, we just went with that.
Are we allowed to ask what's going to be on there?
Oh, well, there's lots of things. It's a cornucopia, as they like to say.
Oh, a cornucopia. But,
I talked to Johnny Wilkinson about quantum physics.
The rugby player?
Yes.
Hang on a second. Does he know about quantum physics?
He knows a lot, yeah, he knows more than me.
Okay, okay.
He knows a lot, yeah, because I was reading a thing earlier on this year about how he'd kind of, when he'd been injured, he'd kind of developed an interest in quantum physics.
Fantastic.
And had kind of seen a kind of religious aspect to it. And I thought that was quite interesting.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay.
You don't normally get sports people talking about things like that. They normally say things like,
I gave 110%.
Why didn't he win?
Clean game or whatever. So I thought it'd be good to talk to him about that.
Why didn't he? They should have had him on Sports Personality of the Year talking about that. It would have been a lot better than that programme they put out. It would have been good.
I didn't see that, but yeah, you're probably right.
I saw bits and pieces of it. We were just saying that Christmas over TV, the TV over Christmas was awful this year, and that one of the lowlights was the Sports Personality of the Year, a stinker. What else is happening on... I keep going to call it the Today Show, but the word show doesn't feature in the title at all, does it?
Well, Today Programme, well, you know, there's I suppose the longest piece is a bit about how I went on this trip to the Arctic earlier this year.
Yeah.
And it was just quite weird timing, because we were up there, you know, looking at one type of meltdown, the meltdown of glaces and stuff, and whilst we were away, there was all that kind of global financial meltdown.
Yeah.
And it was quite weird, because we didn't have any phone coverage or anything like that, so nobody really knew about it.
So you came back and the world had ended.
So I've just done a kind of, like, little essay about that, I suppose. I went to speak to people. I spoke to Ed Miliband, the Energy Secretary, yeah. And I spoke to Tony Benn, and I spoke to Lord Stern, who wrote the Stern report on climate change and stuff. So I got to meet some very interesting people doing this programme, actually.
Fantastic. All right, so this is on tomorrow. It's on... What time? It starts at 6, does it? Or did I dream that?
Yeah, well, that's it, you know. If for nothing else, people should tune in to see if I can string a sentence together at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, yes, that will be...
I certainly normally can't.
So you're going... how does it work? You've got all these pre-recorded bits and you go in live and string it together, or...?
Yeah, that's it. There's some pre-recorded sections, and then I guess a car is going to come and knock on my door.
Yes.
Or at least the driver is. Like, R5, and
good
then
luck.
I'll drive over to...
Good luck. Good luck getting up in the morning. I'm assuming you're covering the Linda Lusardi dialing the 999 story. That's in there, is it?
I don't know, I've not heard of that. Well, that sounds very intriguing.
Ooh, well, get it. She was late for a pantomime yesterday, stuck in traffic on the motorway, so she called up 999 to ask the police if she could drive on the hard shoulder.
Well, that's nice to ask.
they said no.
Oh, so did she miss the pantomime?
The pantomime was half an hour late, but the show went on.
Oh, it would have to. Well, I hope that's going to be featured. I suppose that's part of the thing, you know, because obviously it is a news programme, so... Yeah. If any other world-shattering event such as that happens between now and tomorrow morning, that will be in the programme as well.
Well, listen, we'll let you know. Very quickly, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you a question completely off topic. Do you remember a band called The Man from Del Monte? They were about 15 years ago.
Vaguely familiar.
It was when indie charts, you know, kind of meant something, and they were sort of around about 10, 15 years ago. No.
Why am I supposed to say,
no.
They're my favourite band, I've got all their albums.
No, but you're not supposed to, but would you mind saying that?
Yeah, they were very seminal. Man from Del Monte were a seminal influence on today's indie scene. I don't think that things would be, you know, the British music scene wouldn't be the same today without their kind of massive influence.
God bless you for that. Hey, Jarvis, this is Man, thank you so much for your time. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and best of luck with tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, bye-bye. There we go, very exciting. Oh, we've only got 8 minutes of the show left. Let's play a song, then, I don't know, play another one, then go home, I think. And as the show limps to an end, I think, it's like a dog that's lost one of its legs in a car accident. How nervous did I sound talking to Jarvis? I think I sounded a little bit sycophantic. I did, didn't I? I did.
Respectful.
Respectful, yeah. Or with my tongue up his backside. Either way, he came on, I spoke to him. That was very cool. Okay, we've got two final texts on the subject of... leaving your name and things in places. My sister engraved her Dutch friend's name into our dining room table with a compass. Eliza de Knoop. From Finchie in Newmarket. I don't believe any of these things that people are sending me today. But this is my favourite from Doug in Bury. I once put a doll's plastic foot in the concrete base of a conservatory along with a plastic hand about 2 foot away. Wait till Time Team dig that one up. Ha, ha, ha. OK, listen, that's me done. I shall be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock again, filling in for Jeff. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much, Ben, out there. He's sitting there all lonely and sad. Pete Mitchell is up next. I'm going to play This Is Good, and then we're going home. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.